Well, after all the talk about the dead and their graves, it was time to see them.
Here you have them. Just a sample of the more than 2,000 that were found during the excavations. During the 3rd century CE, the city underwent a transformation, and many places, above all those far from the center, fell by the wayside and were even abandoned. This is what happened to the houses, workshops, and warehouses in this area. It did, however, continue to be used for funerals. In fact, it was used even more so after the year, almost certainly 259, when the remains of the martyrs were brought here.
Fructuosus, Augurius, and Eulogius.
Exactly. Their burial here marked the beginning of a period in which the necropolis attained its highest splendor. At the beginning of the 5th century, a large church dedicated to the martyrs was built where the Tabacalera building now stands, just behind you. And a little later, another one for funerals was built. It is now in the car park of the Parque Central shopping center. Some other constructions have been found that seem to be associated with religious functions and the pilgrimages of the first Christians who came to venerate Tarragona's 3 saints. Because space was limited and everyone wanted to be buried as close to the martyrs as possible, the tombs were placed on top of each other. You can see a few of them here, but there were more on top. We know that the cemetery was walled off and had roads running through it. This is a good place to observe the various kinds of burial. There are stone sarcophagi, with and without lids, ones covered with tiles, both flat and two-sided, and the amphoras.
How did they get a corpse into an amphora?
No, it's not that they placed the corpse inside a whole amphora. That's impossible. They cut an amphora or two in half, and then it would fit. Afterwards, all the tombs were covered with earth, and a mound was made, which was sometimes used during the funerary banquet. Can you see the semicircular one? Gravestones were also placed on them, and there were altars and other elements with inscriptions, like those we have seen in the museum. The richest built mausoleums next to the church. The steps going down the wall lead to the crypt of one of these mausoleums. I'll wait for you there.